This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, today marks 4 years since Abbeygate, a date that Democrats would rather forget, but Donald Trump is determined we remember. The deliberate slaughter of 13 U.S. service members allowed to happen. All the lies of Abbeygate, all the lies of Afghanistan. Lee, we opened the show talking about rare earth minerals and the fact that Donald Trump just capitulated to the Chinese in a most humiliating way, saying that we were going to, you know, hey, we'll let 600,000 stay, come in on visas and take spots at our schools. Wow, okay, because it was 500,000 2 months ago. We're up to six now? Sounds like we're losing these trade negotiations, which we are. We need the rare earth minerals. They have them. They're withholding them right now. And our manufacturers, thank God we even still have any, are in trouble, particularly our auto industry, because China has a world lock on those minerals. Why am I talking about rare earth minerals, China and Abbeygate? Because it's all the same story. It's the same story as COVID. The same story as weaponization of COVID. It's the same story of where do you go to find the origins of COVID? You go to Metabiota, the only American company working there. What were they doing? Helping China scrape bat crap off of cave walls. Who paid for that? Oh, that was a USAID program. The Democrat Party and China have merged. And that's why Abbeygate happened. It's all the same darn story. But we know the lies now. We know why. We know why Biden did it. Biden told us, oh, his military advisors all said, you know, we should pull out in the middle of the night and not tell any of our allies that we were going and let the country collapse. Wait, no, his military advisors, to a man, not one of them said that.
Yeah.
Well, who gave that order? See, that's what I want to know, because I have a pretty good idea who was behind it. I think it was Hunter Biden. That's who I think. I think it was Hunter and Jill. And we now know, we did not know, as Abbeygate fell and the 13 were murdered deliberately. I'll get to that in a minute. We did not know, because we could have stopped it easily, but we didn't. That was a policy decision. What we did not know is that China had cut a deal with the Taliban months before to give them 100% control of the very valuable lithium and rare earth minerals mines in Afghanistan. Why we didn't take that and keep it ourselves, I don't know. Well, actually, I do, because they paid Joe Biden. It was critical that the country fall to the Taliban. We wouldn't know for months that deal existed. That way, China, the control of the mines would fall to China. Probably top three most valuable supplies of lithium on Earth. And it went perfectly. This is why Joe Biden ignored his military advisors when they told him, no, we can't, no, we just can't pull out. Lee, this is also why we pulled out in the middle of the night, so that our allies, France, Britain, who had bravely and graciously fought at our side, would not know we were leaving. Why would we do that? So that it could fall to the Taliban. they could have easily taken control of that country and of the single most valuable military asset on Earth, Bagram Military Base, because of its proximity both to Iran and to China. Made the bombing of the nuke facility so much harder because we don't have it. Why? We gave it to China. That's what Joe got paid for. It's all the same story. But the worst part of it, remember, we wanted the Taliban in charge. We sent a general to fly to Doha to cut a deal with them. They didn't even want to be in charge. And we insisted they be in charge. We found that out later, too, in the Wall Street Journal. Well, if control fell from the Taliban, that would pose a problem for Joe and Hunter's mineral deals with China. So we needed the Taliban in charge. Well, we watched the sniper for days watch the suicide bomber practice for the suicide bombing he was going to do. He knew it would kill his fellow service members. They had the ID on the guy. They had the license plate. They knew who the handler was. And on the day, they knew he was training. And on the day he finally wasn't doing dry runs anymore, and the Taliban, of course, let him through because that was the deal. And he goes right up. He's still begging the higher-ups for permission to kill him. I wish he'd defied their orders. It's what a good American has to do when Democrats run the military. But anyway, they said no. No. Boom! 100 people dead, including the 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And again, why did that happen? Why was he told, no, you cannot fire, you cannot do that? Because they wanted the Taliban in charge and the Taliban was killing us. They're also very incompetently. They're not good. I mean, if you're going to do crime, you know, international espionage, bribery, sell out your country, you should be a little smarter, quite frankly, in how you do it. So it's not so obvious. Biden was never good at that. And that's the story of Abigail. Mm-hmm. It's an outrage. It's why, you know, I mean, I have a child talking about going to the military, and I am terrified of having a child of mine in the military under Democrats. I don't know who they'll sell out to and who will be used as cannon fodder for. I trust Pete Hegseth and I trust Donald Trump. I've, you know, had some issues with Hegseth in the past in terms of him not being truthful with Trump about some things, but I think he's doing a really good job running the military. I trust them. I think they're America first. I don't know what the Democrats will do. I don't know who they'll offer our soldiers up as cannon fodder for in our Marines, because they have a history of it. So that's what we need to remember today. It's all the same story. We've been on the same story for an hour and a half. So how do we get out of this, Lee? The answer is not sexy. It's not fun.
It's not easy or quick either.
It's not. We have got to build our supply of rare earth minerals. Yeah. Whether they are the Russian ones or the Greenland ones, somebody's. And I really think I think it'd be great to cut the deal with the Russians and bring them to heel, but we can't depend on them either. They're too close to China. So we need to have somewhere, I don't know if it's Greenland, wherever it is, Now, the good news is for the first time in 70 years, we opened a rare earth minerals facilities a few weeks ago under Trump, and he had to waive all these environmental regs to do it. Took 14 years for that permit to be approved. 14 years, Lee, in which China grabbed control of 90% of our rare earth minerals.
Yeah. We allowed them to basically take what is a monopoly on a necessary and integral resource for American industrial might.
And the price was paid again yesterday, not just in the lives of Abigail, but now we got to let in 600,000 visa holders, spies.
Yeah. Potentially,
and
yeah.
Potentially, yeah. No, and I mean, they have to be. And that's the sad thing. You could want to be a good person. You could love America. It doesn't matter. If you have loved ones in China.
Oh, yeah. You are held hostage.
You're held hostage. You got to do what they say.
I mean, there's even a directive from the Chinese Communist Party that if you know, you're overseas, you have to do what the party asks you to do. If they ask you to do some, you know, intelligence work, then you've got to do it.
And I'm reacting to it. It's trending again on X. People are outraged. Trump saying, no, here, I'll play it. No, no, no. We love Chinese spies. I mean, students. We'll take 600,000 instead of 500,000.
We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow. It's very important. 600,000 students. It's very important.
Now, he announced a few months ago he was cutting them off. No more 500,000 visas. Now it's up to six. Why? Because China just turned around, Lee, and people don't know this. China turned around and said, okay, we'll cut off the rare earth minerals then. Good luck to your auto industry. China and Trump reversed himself almost immediately because we had only 2 months supply. And then China said, okay, we'll give you the rare earth minerals, but only for your top three auto manufacturers just to punish you for daring to question us. Oh, and by the way, you'll be taking 600,000 of our spies, I mean students, not 500,000. That's how that went up. We just got our butts kicked because of our environmental regulations.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, because this is the reason we're in this situation is because of the environmental regulations. Listen, I completely agree. We should try to do things as cleanly, as safely as possible. There's no question about that. I'm tired of the black and white issue that liberal progressive secularists always want to make something out of industrial capacity. It is not a black and white issue. Yes, there are gray areas. Yes, we can do things where we limit the environmental damage, and I'm all for limiting what we can afford to limit. But we have to have this. If you think that you're going to come up with your electrified utopia that you keep trying to come up with, it ain't going to happen without these materials. Period. End of story.
No, I mean, we're not going to lead in any kind of tech.
No.
They're going to control AI. We're, again, watching them take over New York City. The Chinese Communist Party, Lee, did you see that story in the New York Times? I can't believe they did it. Admitting the Democrat Party is being taken over in New York City by the Chinese Communist Party, by these social clubs. They pour money into some Democrat candidates and kill off others. And it's all based on your loyalty to the, get this, Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And they're about to get Mancami in.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, the architect of the fall of Afghanistan spent it all on hookers and blow, Hunter Biden. Remember this? Somebody just texted this to me.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? Yep, that's him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.